This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. As the budget fun, for lack of a better term, in Springfield goes on, we're pleased to have a few minutes to talk with State Representative Noreen Hammond, who's on the line right now. Representative Hammond, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, Will. Thank you.
How frustrating has this whole process been, especially in the last couple of days, given that a special session was called and virtually nothing got done until the speaker decided something might get done?
Well, it has been extremely frustrating, Will, but I will also say that, you know, behind the scenes, Republicans and Democrats, senators and House members, have been working together to try to reconcile the budget and the compromise. And is everyone happy? Absolutely not. But we continue our negotiations, and I think that that's a good thing. The pressure point that certainly we've been facing in the last couple of days, at least, is coming from the rating agencies, the bond houses, that have said, "Listen up, State of Illinois, if you don't have a budget in place that is balanced, that matches your spending with your revenues, we will take you to junk bond status." And, Will, it would be the first time in the history of the United States of America that any state ever went to junk bond status.
We knew, though, that something like that may come. I mean, it's been talked about for a long time before the actual, I guess, recent threat, if you will, came out. So why wait till the last minute?
You know, that's the question that I ask pretty much every year here in Springfield. Why is it we have to wait till the last minute when it's the fast and furious and we can't do this in a more dignified manner? I don't control the House chamber by any stretch of the imagination. The Speaker does that, and as much as people find it hard to believe, nothing is called for action in the Illinois House unless the Speaker agrees to it.
What must he be thinking?
I
know that's a million-dollar question, right?
Yeah, I couldn't even begin to go there. You know, we are at a point where the state of Illinois, because of court orders that are based on the last time we had a budget 3 years ago in 2015, the court orders have told us, you know, you have to pay this and this and this and this and this. Well, we're spending $39 billion. We're taking in a little over $30 billion. So you're looking at an $8.5 billion deficit right now. So we have $14 billion in a backlog of bills. If we don't have a budget this year, that backlog of bills is projected to be $24 billion. And today, we pay $20 million a day in interest. Mm. And it's just, I mean, the insanity has got to stop. The budget and that was passed, the spending, did everybody get what they wanted? Absolutely not. Would I have liked to have seen more cuts? You bet. Would my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, did they have to give? Yes, they did. Not everybody got what they wanted. That bill could certainly even change now that it's gone over to the Senate. So we just have to wait and see how this is all going to transpire, and then ultimately what action will the governor be taking.
In terms of what has happened, there was an income tax increase that passed yesterday. You were one of a few Republicans that voted in favor of that measure. Can you talk a little bit about that and ultimately why you felt that needed to be done? I can't imagine that would win you points with some of your constituents.
Absolutely, it does not, Will. And I will tell you, it was the hardest vote that I had to take. But I have lived in the state of Illinois all my life. I don't want to see the state of Illinois go to junk bond. We can't do that. Ultimately, we have to be sure that we can provide services for our seniors, that we can know that they're going to get the meals that they need, the services they need. For the disabled, we have to be able to provide for our disabled citizens. We also have to ensure that our K-12 school system is actually going to be able to start on time. Right now, they can't do that without a budget. Our universities and our community colleges, they have been suffering through the lack of a budget for years. They have got to have certainty. And the list just goes on and on and on. So for me, the most difficult vote I have had to take here, but I know that it's the only way that we're going to turn this state around. And as I said, it took compromise. We will continue our compromise, and we will also continue our work on the reforms that the administration and others have asked for.
I imagine that's probably, if there is a positive to come out of all of this, it is the word compromise, as you said. I imagine, though, it might not seem to a lot of people like there was maybe as much compromise as there should have been, but at least you're saying something happened.
Oh, absolutely. There have been very robust discussions and meetings going on, not just within the House, the Republicans and the Democrats, but also within the Senate as well. And I think ultimately that's the reason we will come to an agreement within all of this, because I believe that the rational people understand that what was or is a vote on a 4.9% tax rate, if we do nothing, that rate pales in comparison to what it could be. And I'm saying that if we do nothing, that rate could be as high as 8% or higher.
In terms of that bill and the budget measures that were approved yesterday, you say those are in the Senate right now?
Correct.
Are they meeting? Are they in session as much as you guys are?
They are. We expect that they will be voting on those bills today.
Okay. All right. We're out of time on that note. State Representative Noreen Hammond, I wish we were talking under better circumstances, but I guess it's not all bad, all things being equal. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great Independence Day.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Will. Thank you very much.
All right. Absolutely. Again, State Representative Noreen Hammond on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports next on WGIL.